Welcome back to another episode of the Who You Know Show podcast, where what you know is important, but who you know can make all the difference in your business, career, relationships, and life. My name is Trevor Houston, and on this show, you'll learn the strategy, grit, and mindset it takes to overcome obstacles so you can level up in your career, recover your cash flow, and live the life of purpose that God intended for you. Don't forget to look at the mic drop moments timestamped in the show notes below. And if you've enjoyed today's episode, make sure to pay it forward, subscribe, and leave an honest review so we can improve. Thanks for listening. My name is Trevor Houston, and please enjoy this episode of the Who You Know Show.
So Craig is the recruiting innovation expert, the employer branding executive, and the CEO of TalentNet Live. So tell us a little bit about your story, your journey, and how you got here to be the Craig Fisher, the Fish Dogs.
So years ago, I was I started out as a pharmaceutical rep, and I really enjoyed that. That's how I started out of college. But to get that job, I literally stayed in school an extra 6 months and did an internship with a company called Physician Sales and Service. So I literally learned about every kind of medical device and disposable that you could sell to a doctor's office, put it in a bag, put it in a van, took it to the doctor's office and gave it to the doctor's office and got all this medical experience.
Pursuit of happiness.
That was you. That was me. Absolutely.
Will Smith.
And then, 6 months into it, when I graduated in December, there weren't nearly as many job seekers coming out of the college, University of Oklahoma. And I targeted several pharmaceutical companies and said, look, I've already got 6 months experience. And that's how I got the love for recruiting and the job search process. And so when in 1995, it changed how you could sell to physicians, all my friends jumped into recruiting doctors for a living for hospitals. And I got recruited into that and have been recruiting ever since and have moved up in the ranks and started my own staffing firm and then became this kind of consultant guy, because the whole time I'm teaching people my process, right? So what's the process right there? And so now employers pay me to teach them how to attract job candidates, and job candidates can book time with me to teach them how to fix their LinkedIn profile to attract employers.
Yeah, and you have an extensive recruiter network, right? Like through TalentNet Live and your connections there. I mean, you are connected to all of the top companies.
How long have you been in TalentNet Live?
Yeah, so when I owned a staffing firm, this is in the late 2000s, I started the first Twitter chat for recruiters. And on that show, TalentNet, hashtag TalentNet, we decided that there was nobody had any money at that time to go to an expensive $1,500 recruiting conference or HR conference. Yeah. So we decided to start our own right here in little old Dallas. 10 years ago, last December, was our anniversary. And it's the largest recruitment conference in Texas and the Southwest. We're going on 11 years.
And that was at Toyota World headquarters.
Yes, we were at Toyota's headquarters. We were supposed to be in Austin in March.
Oh, but
that got pushed off. We were going to be at VRBO, TripAdvisor headquarters, and that didn't happen. So we're going to have a virtual event. It'll be July 17th. You can find information about it at talentnetlive.com. And we're still kind of working out the details about how that's going to work out. But we're supposed to be back at Toyota's headquarters November 20th in Dallas for the next Dallas event. And we'll see. We don't know yet. We'll see.
I think everybody's feeling that right now. It's all about just figuring it out as we go, which is
the new norm.
That's right.
The new norm. We're trying to snap back.
How do you plan with the new norm? It's kind of like, we'll see what happens.
Well, it's an interesting time to pivot, because now I have employers and vendors in the HR technology space asking me to help them put on virtual events.
Love that.
So, I've got my studio at my house. I've got this cool studio we've got here that I might be using soon to do some of this stuff. And so that's a fun thing.
Well, hey, Craig, any way we can help or support, your TalentNet, keep that thing going for your 11th, 12th, 13th, and 20th year, we're all about it.
And I'm always glad to have you guys there. You're a good part of this event. And thanks for being with me, so far.
Yeah. Well, I think it's really cool how you're bringing, your expertise, your knowledge that you've built up and really honed. So you have, and then on the flip side, you have a connection with the Career Search Network as well. So, I mean, you're somebody that can kind of bridge that gap for people.
That's
like
right.
You said, help people with their LinkedIn profiles attract the companies.
Yep.
And the companies attract, I mean, you know what each side is looking for.
That's right. Yeah. Yep. And, you know, the fun thing is there's more you can do than you think with your LinkedIn profile, right? Mm-hmm. The content sharing, the video stuff that you guys advocate is 20 times more shared and liked than any other kind of content you can put out there, right? And your LinkedIn profile itself is an SEO search magnet that you mm-hmm. can just build up in the right ways to get people to find you when they're searching for somebody with your skills.
Yeah.
So you did a presentation at Dallas HR a few months ago before COVID and all that. And I remember, I can't remember who it was that told me this, but I had a few people say, I went, listened to Craig, and then implemented the little changes on my LinkedIn profile, and it 10x'd my views. Like I was, it just 10x'd and I was getting calls and this and that.
So what's happening right now is a lot of employers who are like offloading talent, they're upskilling their people and they're paying me to give this presentation to help all of their people who they're furloughing these better skills to help them find jobs.
Wow.
Okay.
TD Ameritrade was recently purchased by Charles Schwab. And a lot of those folks don't know where they're going to end up. And so, you know, coming up, I'm going to be doing this training for TD Ameritrade. So nice local tie right there.
Yeah. Hey, Craig, you remember how LinkedIn was years ago when it was first around and we first started using it? Isn't it amazing to look at the innovations and stuff over the years and what we can do on LinkedIn right now?
It is amazing.
Yeah.
LinkedIn's, you know, getting purchased by Microsoft has not been a bad thing. I predicted a long time ago you'd start seeing LinkedIn integrated into your Outlook and your entire process.
Uh-huh.
And it is, you know, and you notice those contacts, I kind of go back and forth now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still visible to search engines in a big way. They're experimenting with maybe turning that off at some point. But for right now, you
right
can still
now,
get
yeah.
found. If you put quotes around a search on Google and type in LinkedIn training Dallas, you know who's on the first page? It's Craig Fisher.
Hey,
and it's because of all this SEO that I do for your LinkedIn profile.
Now, that's a mic drop.
That's a mic drop.
You, number one on Google search right there.
That's
what I'm talking about.
Craig, you just mentioned something very specific, which is upscaling, right? Companies are upscaling their employees. Can you talk to the landscape? I asked the landscape in Chicago, but here in Dallas and just, I guess, in general around the country, should people be more open? Right. We get kind of myopic in our search and what we do.
Yeah.
Can you talk about how that may need to change?
So I'd say if you're going to pivot, you need to look at your job search and your career as standing on the edge of a pond. OK, you're here now. This is what you do. But if you're going to make a big pivot and you want to do something totally different, that's over here on the other side of the pond.
The other side
you can't get there by jumping over it. You need to look at going around the pond. So do something that is similar to what you do, or look at the vendors who serviced your former organization, right? Or the companies that you partnered with. And if you want to start doing something, you know, you want to go from marketing into sales, or you want to, you know, whatever that is, pivot with the companies that appreciate what you did before. And don't just try to go straight over here, because you're going to be the no experience person on that side of the pond.
That's a great point. Mark, you were in the military. So what was what's the highest rank in the military?
General.
Okay. So a general can't leave the military and be the CEO of a company, right? And a CEO can't just leave that company and go into the military and be the general.
That's right.
Right. It doesn't work that way. Even though they're at the top of their game, like, if the CEO leaves a big company, he's going to have to go and work his way up those ranks.
Yeah, there's a learning curve on both sides. Sure.
But what you can do is be the CEO of you, okay, and your career.
I like it.
And so as soon as you are unemployed, and even before, if you think you might get unemployed, start your own LLC. It's easy. It's almost free. Have your own company ready to go so that you always have that running in the background and ready to fall back on, and you don't have a gap in your career experience. And then start researching the companies that you would like to work for, and publish your research through your LLC on your LinkedIn profile, right? Do videos about it, write research papers about it, you know, and build that case study and then tag all the people who work at that company who you'd like to go to work for when you post that research.
Be the CEO of your own company. Mm-hmm. Yep. Love that. What do you think the biggest mistake that companies are making in their hiring?
So here's an interesting thing. We're getting to a point now where it's starting to become against the rules or against the law in certain states to ask job seekers about their salary history. Okay. That rule is meant to level the playing field for women in the workplace, but it also works for experienced people who have been in high level jobs coming back into the marketplace who just want to do good work. They don't need that $300,000 salary that they had as a C-level executive, but they've got good tactical skills and would take a much lower job just to do good work and interesting work. So employers and recruiters, please don't just automatically put those people out of contention because they're too high level, okay? Don't ask them about their salary history. If you ask them about their salary expectations and they say they're flexible and they've got the skills for the job, put them in contention for that.
Yeah, and all these companies, I mean, well, the job seekers need to be looking at what the companies did during COVID. How did they, what did they do, right? How did they react? If there were furloughs and if there were layoffs, how did they do it? Because some companies, let's put it this way, the executives didn't take those pay cuts, but a lot of their employees did, right?
Yeah.
Those types of things. Like, I would be asking those kind of questions. What kind of culture is there? What really happened?
Well, and reputation management is going to be a big deal when we start trying to bring people back. Employers have to be thinking about how do we treat our people on the way out and what's the message need to be now that we're trying to bring them back in.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so now companies are also asking me to help them with that. Do our job descriptions need to change? Right. What is the message? Are we part of the problem? Or are we part of the solution?
Right.
And how do you bring people back? So on the way out, here's what you can do. Book everybody some time with Craig Fisher to help them find their next job, right? And they're going to think a lot better about you for helping them do things like that. And they're not going to go torch you on Glassdoor as soon as they walk out.
We're running out of mic drops up in here. Right. Out of mic. So, Craig, COVID affected you too.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. I was recently part of a very large layoff one of the world's largest staffing companies. And I had a senior management position there, and most of my team, most of marketing, in fact, got laid off, 400 of us.
Yeah.
Yes. Right. And right after I moved into a new house. Now I will say they've treated me very well. I've got some runway. They're paying my, healthcare through the end of the summer.
Good.
And so there's great things going on. And so some employers are doing, really great things, but they might not be messaging it. Right. And they're not sort of telling the story. In fact, employees who take severance packages are very often afraid to talk about, what it was, because you're not supposed to really tell exactly the details. And so there needs to be a way for employers to tell their employees how to message the good things that are happening on the way out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that. Yeah. And companies, you guys need to be, concerned with pay scales and things as you're trying to attract employees coming back. What Craig said before about what do people think of you and how did you treat people and what is your strategy moving forward? Because if you have a positive strategy going forward, that is going to attract us. We've all been punched in the eye. So we're looking for what's going to happen. Yes, can I take care of my family? But how y'all going to treat me?
That's right.
100%.
Fortunately for me, I did have my business, my consulting business, always running in the background. And so I can pivot back and bring that forward.
But, yeah, that's what I was going to ask. What's next for Craig Fisher? What do you envision? Is there any companies that you're targeting right now? Or how can we help you to try to make some introductions? Like, what's next?
Well, so I will do, LinkedIn training for job seekers and for employers that want to help their employees for the foreseeable future, as I always do. I'll just do more of it because I have a little bit more time. And I also do project work for employer branding for employers to help with that messaging issue that they might have. And if any employers have a full-time job for something like that at some point, I would talk to them about that as well. And I'm also doing projects for the HR vendors and tech vendors in the recruiting space that sponsor TalentNet. So my plate's pretty full, but I'm constantly hustling gigs and projects right
now. I love that. You're just putting it in second gear now. You're like you're overdrive. You're
putting in work.
Talentnet Media is a real thing.
Hey, Talentnet Media.
That's right.
Yes. Craig, we're just, again, delighted to have you here. You know, anytime you need a chair, man, it's for you.
Thanks for listening to the Who You Know Show podcast. My name is Trevor Houston, and if you've enjoyed this episode, consider subscribing wherever you listen and leave us a positive review to help us keep the mics on in the studio. Until next week, that's the show. It's all about Who You Know.